Okay, so it is March 14th, 2021 at 2:25 p.m. This is Matthew Williams. I'm here with Michael Levesque. We are doing an oral interview for the COVID-19 Journal of the Plague Year Archive. Mike, how's it going today?
Good, how are you, pal?
Doing very well. So I just want to start off by just making sure that I have your consent to record this oral interview and submit it to the Journal of the Plague Year Archive.
You do.
Thank you very much. All right, so I just want to start off with a question first, starting a little bit just background information. Where do you live and what is your occupation?
I live in Massachusetts, about 20 minutes south of Boston, and I am currently a ER nurse.
And before we get into your job as an ER nurse or life during COVID, I just want to start by getting a couple of background questions about your life before COVID. So, could you talk about some of the things that you did in your day-to-day life before the pandemic began? Some of the things you did.
I did a lot of hiking, a lot of cycling, went to the gym quite frequently, a lot of days going to coffee shops and just spending as much time outside in the community as I could.
And how about at work? What was a normal day like at work before the pandemic in the emergency room?
Well, I was actually not working in the emergency room prior to the pandemic. So I started in an emergency room at the start of the pandemic. So prior to that, I was working on an ambulance as a paramedic. And those days were pretty normal. I mean, I know that it's kind of a weird thing to say, but there was, we would get a various array of calls from, car accidents to cardiac arrest, but just normal no normal days of caring for people in the community.
And then, do you remember when you first learned about COVID-19 and what your initial thoughts were when it started to come across into America?
So I actually heard about it in January of last year on a YouTube channel that I follow. It's like a news source that's not one of the regular news sources, but it's this gentleman that I follow, and he was showing various videos of everything that was happening in China and just saying that this is something that we're going to need to watch out for. But the real first time that I realized that it was here, my wife and I were on the way back from Hawaii, and we were on the plane, and there was, I mean, the plane was full, and there might have been probably 10 or 15 people that had masks on the plane, and that was the first week of March that we were coming back, I think like March 7th. So it was right around that point that we noticed, or we really realized that something was actually happening.
Before you had left for that trip, was there any knowledge about it, and did it influence your decision to go on the trip, or any conversations about not going?
The only knowledge that I had of it was from that YouTube news source that I watch here and there. The news source is a bit of a fringe news source, I would call it. So definitely, I knew about it, and I knew it was something that was gonna be potentially a problem here. But I try to take everything with a grain of salt, and we weren't hearing anything of it in our workplaces, and my wife and I are both in healthcare. So I try to try not to read too much into the news and just try to, live with the information that is provided to me in real time, I guess, for lack of a better term. So no, it didn't change anything for our trip whatsoever.
And you said the flight was packed. Was there any indicating factors that there was about to be a pandemic, that anything was closing down?
No, not at that point. The only thing there was, like I said, there was a handful of people wearing masks on the flight home. we were there for 10 days. And so we left like the last week of February and there was nobody wearing a mask. And then we were coming back on like, I believe it was March 7th. And there was, you know, out of 150 people, I think there might've been like 10 people wearing a mask.
Interesting. Now I want to kind of transition into the working, you know, especially again in healthcare during the pandemic. So you said you had been working as a paramedic and then you had worked as a paramedic for a bit during the pandemic. Can you describe the difference that you had seen between those two, you know, pre and then during the pandemic?
Yeah, absolutely. Every call that we went on quickly became COVID related in one way or another. Unless it was a car accident, nobody was calling 911 for anything but respiratory conditions. Pretty severe too, is in the beginning when we were seeing it, like the patients that we were seeing were pretty ill, requiring, you know, a lot of like high flow O2, and it was definitely a big change from, you know, doing what I would, you know, what I said before, like a normal day of, you know, car accidents and abdominal pains and, you know, that type of stuff. It quickly went to people were very sick when they finally did call the ambulance. And I think that was in respect to, they were on the news, they were telling people not to call or go to the hospital unless you were very ill. So by the time we were getting to these people, they were pretty sick. They were requiring a lot of interventions on our part, but things were changing every day when we would go into work. The protocols on how we treat different things and what to do in a different situation would change. Every time that we had a COVID suspected patient, we needed to call ahead to the hospital and like specifically tell them that. And there was very, like I said, ever changing guidelines on what we were and weren't supposed to do for these patients. So
now, in terms of starting, or I should say, did the COVID-19 affect your hours or schedule as a paramedic at all?
Yes, a little bit, because I'd say probably about a month in, maybe 6 weeks in, we started to have the first, wave, lack of a better term, of employees catching it, and employees, having unprotected exposures or having some type of symptoms. So that then took them off the road, and put more hours open for the other people to pick up. So the people that weren't sick or the people that weren't exposed, you know, an unprotected exposure, were definitely working more hours. Absolutely, yeah. There was less people to do the more work.
Hmm. Yeah, that sounds very hard. In terms of your feelings about working in healthcare at that early juncture when you were as a paramedic in, you know, March, when this came over, what were some of your feelings about working in healthcare at that time? Do you remember? Do you recall?
Oh yeah, I did not want to be involved whatsoever. My wife was newly pregnant, and you know, not knowing the extent of COVID and you know, just hearing things, I guess not just hearing, but seeing patients so ill and believing that it was so contagious, it definitely, going to work every day was a challenge and nerve-wracking. And there was definitely days that I would, you know, be up in the middle of the night just looking at my wife and being like, what if I bring it home to her, and just, you know, all these different things, of questioning if you're doing the right thing, questioning if you were, if there's anything else you could do to protect yourself or to get out of the situation. So it was definitely very, very nerve-wracking in the first few months there. It was challenging. Definitely did not want to be involved, but didn't have much of a choice.
Fair enough. Now, when you transitioned into nursing and started working in an emergency room, that was during this unprecedented pandemic that we're living in now. What was that experience like, starting off as an ER nurse during a pandemic?
Yeah. I think the big thing about medicine in general is it's a very people-oriented job, and the pandemic stripped away our ability to be people persons. As I'm saying that kind of weird, but it's, you no longer did you feel comfortable, laying a hand on somebody's shoulder or, helping them up at the same way you would have in the past. Every interaction, especially with people that were suspected to have COVID, felt very sterile and very dry, and just like it took away the compassion of our job, I believe, and not so much it wasn't our intention. It was, we were, everybody was trying to keep themselves safe, and the protocols were always changing on what was allowed and what wasn't. But we'd end up relying more on the monitoring systems to watch the patients than our actual eyes and ears, which is a huge part of medicine, especially emergency medicine. Being able to see, touch, feel, smell people is it's all an important part of what we're trying to accomplish. And when you rip that away, it definitely it makes just the basic things that much more challenging. So the transition from the ambulance to the hospital was definitely challenging. Working 8 or 12 hour shifts straight with N95s on, sometimes gowns and gloves for the whole shift. So that was definitely nerve wracking, and not think a lot of people get satisfaction from the interpersonal aspect of it. And when that's completely ripped away, you're just left with the procedural aspect of medicine. And that's, especially nursing, that's not really what people get into it for. So it was definitely challenging.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. The one-on-one component to nursing care is absolutely critical, and that human nature touch to it. So that definitely makes a lot of sense. And since you had started doing nursing a little bit, not at the very beginning of the pandemic, a little bit after the beginning, and things, information started changing a little bit about it, what was the experience like working, in healthcare later on in the pandemic when, it wasn't March and you had those initial feelings?
Yeah.
Was there any changes?
The biggest change, truthfully, in the beginning is we didn't know how to care for these patients properly. So people were perishing very quickly, and we didn't exactly know what steps to take in order to stop that. And the steps that we were taking weren't working properly. There was countless times that we would see people's oxygen saturations, in the high 60s, low 70s. And like prior to COVID, if we had ever seen that, those people are pretty much intubated right away. And just, it's a very hard thing to see. You want to do as much as you can for the people, but what we were doing wasn't actually helping them. The interventions we had, we found, weren't actually doing what we wanted them to do. So that was hard, especially not knowing at the time. We didn't know what we were doing wasn't particularly right, but it was you can only do what you can with the information that you have.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So I just want to transition finally to a couple of points that you had made about your home life, your family life, and you had brought up, obviously, quite a significant change in your personal life, your wife being pregnant at the sort of beginning of this pandemic, and working obviously in healthcare and continuing to work during the pandemic. I'm just curious about your thoughts regarding working during the pandemic and how that affected your home life.
It was definitely stressful. It was, like I said in the beginning, the thought of like me being the one that would bring something into my environment at home was very stressful, knowing that what I do to provide for the family also could provide a real problem for the family at the same time. And prior to, you know, knowing I was going to become a parent, and prior to becoming a parent, I was always the one to want to be involved and want to be in the situations that needed, you know, the extra people, or, you know, various different, I was on the strike team for the ambulance in terms of like infectious diseases and whatnot. But knowing that I had an infant at home to come home to, and like not feeling properly protected, was incredibly challenging. So there was definitely some sleepless nights, and, you know, anytime the baby would get even the littlest bit of a sniffle, it was, you know, I mean, even now still is the same thing. It's just, your mind automatically goes to the worst, and then yeah. So it's definitely been challenging.
And, you know, was there any post shift routines that you had done, you know, that, you know, either you or your wife, who also works in healthcare, as you had mentioned, did you have any post shift routines that kept you safe?
I mean, I wear N95s throughout the day at work, pretty much all day, no matter what. So I felt that was something that I just implemented for myself, that I found helpful to make myself feel a little bit safer. But also, like, as soon as I get home, I essentially strip down in the mudroom and don't talk to anybody or touch anybody prior to taking a shower, and just trying to, you know, make yourself feel as protected as you can. Maybe a false sense of security, but it's pretty much all you have. So,
hey, yeah, I mean, we got to hold on to what we can. I got just two more. I have two more questions for you. So the first one would be, you know, what advice would you give your pre-pandemic self? Knowing what you know today, what advice would you give your pre-pandemic self to, you know, to how to handle and approach this pandemic?
Yeah. Take it day by day. Don't get frustrated with the nuances of policies changing, and, just try to take as good of self-care as you can for yourself, and don't allow it to become more than it has to be, I guess would be the best thing to say.
Alrighty. And then the final question that I have for you, is there anything else that you'd like to share that I haven't asked you today?
I think it's going to take a long time for healthcare as we knew it prior to the pandemic to come back. I think people are still very hesitant to seek medical care even when they need it. So I really think that in these next few years, there's going to be a lot of things that have gone unchecked or unseen. And I think we're going to be feeling the fallout of this for a lot longer than we'd like to believe. You know, people's healths have definitely taken a back seat during all this, and, you know, cancer still grows and plaque still builds. So it's I think there's going to be a lot of people that need us going forward that won't necessarily reach out, and it's definitely going to make our workload that much more challenging as the days continue.
Yeah, I very much agree. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Awesome. Thanks so much.